Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, I left the office at 5 p.m. last night, and the Last of Us HBO trailer dropped immediately after. So we dove on it. We watched it again before start of business today, and we're diving on to do our immediate thoughts, reactions, etc.
Start of business? That's very professional.
I know. I'm going to get as professional as possible when this HBO show is doing the rounds. I'm a little bit mixed on it. I think that it looks very promising, but I think you should take the lead because you're far more positive on it than me.
Scott Tilford, I'm going to make a statement right now that will backfire in my face when this show debuts, but I genuinely think if this is anything but the best video game adaptation of all time, it is falling short. I was blown away by this trailer, and just thinking about the caliber of talent both on screen and off, if that doesn't add up to the best video game adaptation ever made, something has gone wrong, in my opinion, because it is insane the amount of talent and quality that's going behind this production. And from what I've seen from this trailer, it seems to be showing up on film as well.
Yeah, you're completely right. I mean, obviously, you've got Chernobyl's Craig Mazin, you've got Neil Druckmann coming across from Naughty Dog, you've got the incredible casting of Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey as Joel and Ellie. There was someone else added in the trailer that you mentioned.
Melanie Lynskey,
yes.
Who has recently been starring in Yellow Jackets, which is obviously really popular. I've actually not seen her in that, but I've seen her in other stuff that I've really enjoyed. So it's like just a stacked cast, whether it's like main characters or whether it's bit parts. In the case of Melanie Lynskey, interestingly, she is playing a brand new character called Kathleen that we don't know much about, but it just seems like every role is kind of cast like perfectly, in my opinion.
The thing that I said I was mixed on, it's not that it doesn't look immaculate for what they're going for. I think the thing that's interesting and the conversations that I imagine will emerge around it is that idea of, you know, the original source material, Last of Us is already held up as one of the best video games of all time, very much pushed forward the idea of, you know, cinematically shot cutscenes that are carrying on from where the likes of Metal Gear Solid and Uncharted left off. And for me, when you have such perfect, incredibly already shot filmic source material, there's very little ground to cover when you're adapting it to a movie or a TV show. And so for me, it's okay. It's like, what else have you guys done? Have you just recreated the scenes that we already know and love? And are you saying the same dialogue? It's not that I didn't think Pedro Pascal, the little clip that came out a couple of weeks ago where we got to hear Pedro talk as Joel, it's not that that wasn't impressive, and it's not that he hasn't nailed Troy Baker's tone or anything, but I'm going into it for what else have you got? Like, I don't just want to watch, you know, if I'm going from an active medium gaming to a passive medium TV show, then, you know, I already have the passive elements, those boxes are already ticked, and that's just the cutscenes anyway. So I want to know what else they're doing. And so we talked about before we were recording the idea of, you know, it's almost been 10 years since The Last of Us 1. We've had The Last of Us Part 2. We now have the upcoming multiplayer factions game, and we have the TV show. So I wonder if the likes of Neil Druckmann reapproach The Last of Us as a franchise now and go, okay, we can see these other things in here and do different, you know, story points that maybe we can pay off later.
Yeah.
Do they hint at, you know, what's going to happen in Last of Us 2, the likes of Abby potentially and things like that? I know the timelines don't necessarily match up, but I'm just thinking, if you're the overall creator, do you take a more holistic approach to the first part now, knowing that it is part one of something else?
It's interesting, just to break down some of what you said before you got into like the specific maybe elaborations that might happen to the plot. You know, mm-hmm. you talked about being a video game fan coming to this TV show. Mm-hmm. And I'm obviously a big video game fan as well. But that's hence why we're on whatculturegaming.com, eh? But obviously, there's so much of this show is going to appeal to a brand new audience. Yes. And I think the conversations get interesting when you talk about what each audience is going to want. Obviously, there's going to be a section of the video game fan base like yourself who doesn't just want to see the cutscenes repeated, who wants this kind of more elaboration on the story, whereas there's going to be a brand new audience who only watch TV and then they're going to experience the story completely fresh, who might just want the story as it was, you know, to get the same experience that we got 10 years ago almost. Mm-hmm. When you talk about the elaboration side of things, even just from this trailer, like I said, with the glimpses of like some new characters and kind of more integration of the Left Behind DLC, or at least as it seems, we got a few shots of Riley and Ellie, you know, together on the carousel, for instance. It does seem like they're kind of fleshing out the story while keeping the structure of it potentially the same. Yeah. I don't think we'll get any kind of major divergences or any major sort of kind of Last of Us 2 scenes in the Last of Us series, but I do think we will get a certain sense of elaboration on the original story. Like, I think Neil Druckmann might have mentioned that already, in that they were filling in some of the blanks.
That's the thing, because we only know that Troy Baker and Ashley Johnson are in here, the original Joel and Ellie, but they have sizable roles or something. That's been sort of described. And so we were talking again before recording of, you know, do you change the overall structure of how The Last of Us starts off? Because in the trailer, we can see things like, you know, when they crash the car at the beginning of the game and the gas station explodes, and there's a whole sort of set piece bit around there that is now in the TV show, except that it's a plane crashing and it's a way bigger sort of spectacle, but it still looks the same in terms of, you know, nailing the horror of that scene. Do they drag that stuff out in regards to spending more time with Joel? And I forget the name of the person who's been cast as Sarah, but do you spend more time with Joel beforehand so you have more of a connection as to what's being taken away from him to then go into all the relationship stuff with Ellie and then that whole journey and everything else afterwards? I'm not sure. I don't know whether they mimic the same pace. I don't know how much you can mimic the same pace when it's a TV show versus playing Joel and playing through those scenarios or playing as Sarah in the first place.
And that's kind of going to be fascinating to pick apart, which I hope we can do every single week when the show comes out, because I'm going to love like diving into that stuff. Because like, what do they change and how do they change it? For me, I actually wouldn't want to spend more time with Joel and Sarah at the beginning of the game, because The Last of Us 1 has such an emotional gut punch because of how quick and how almost unexpected it is. Like, when that game first came out, if I recall correctly, you'll know better than me, you didn't realize that you were going to play as Sarah at all.
No.
So to immediately jump into her perspective and to have the horrific kind of like night of outbreak there unfurl before your very eyes was impactful. So I don't want to spend in the show, for my money, one or two episodes with Joel and Sarah before we get to kind of the inciting incident. I'd rather that be quick and as punchy and as impactful as it was in the game.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, interestingly, back in the day, because they changed Ellie's face model around a few times, like at the time when that game finally started, I just assumed I was playing as Ellie.
Right.
And so when that whole scene played out the way that it does, massively got punched, like you said. Yeah, I just think it's interesting. I think that at some point, you know, what do you want out of a Last of Us TV show? Again, I was talking about before, The Last of Us overall, like for me, never felt like a franchise. It felt like a one-off. It felt like this really punchy, powerful, gut-wrenching one-off. And I remember when Nolan North leaked that they were doing a second one, a good few years ago, he was at like a Comic-Con panel.
Yeah.
And he just sort of, he was being asked about new Last of Us stuff. And he randomly just said, well, I know they're doing a part two. And then he went into something else. And everyone was like, hold on. But I always had that kind of feeling since then of like, do you do a part two? Do you do a multiplayer spinoff? Do you do a TV show? And so I can't shake that yet. I'm kind of just curious what's going to make it feel like we need this. Right. And I know that I always get hung up on that stuff, but I'm just, in this case, is it enough for the box to be ticked to just give people The Last of Us story in a different medium? Yes, absolutely. But am I going to care as someone who loves The Last of Us game and knows what the cutscenes are and knows what those line deliveries are, etc.? I don't, you know, like, it just, it depends. Like, I remember when Twin Snakes dropped.
Yeah.
And it was Metal Gear Solid again with the same script but done slightly differently, and I didn't care.
I do get that, and I think when we talk about that kind of stuff, we kind of get into the nature of adaptations themselves, not just video game adaptations. Like, if you look at even what HBO has done in the past, like Game of Thrones, for instance, while that was made with the fans in mind, it wasn't just made for the fans. You know what I mean?
No.
It was made to attract a whole new audience, which it did, and kind of brought people into that world that had no idea, potentially, that it was even based on a series of books. Yeah. And I imagine this is going to try and thread the same needle, whereas it is primarily for a bunch of people who have not played the game and have not experienced the story, but is obviously still trying to not piss off the fans who kind of want to see this story brought to life authentically. Mm. However, that does leave a gap for like diehards like yourself who want to see kind of maybe things remixed, who kind of want to see the details changed here and there to give you a fresh experience as you've experienced this story so many times.
The Uncharted approach.
That wasn't right. I want to clarify. The Uncharted movie, which I know you love.
I don't love it, but I thought it was a lot of fun. I went in with rock bottom expectations and I had fun with it.
I had fun with it. I thought it was a good approach.
Yes.
A pretty naff execution. Yeah. But like what they did.
Papa John's.
I will agree. Was quite good and bold in how they, you know, like you said, remix certain elements from the stories and kind of like mix the stories of 4 and 3 and 2 and 1 and kind of incorporated different elements, but still managed to make it cohere and feel like Uncharted ultimately,
well,
without just retreading one of the games in particular.
Yeah, that's my only thing with Uncharted. The only thing that I liked about it overall was I liked the idea of, you know, time has passed since the original game or whatever first installment thing landed, and you as a creative, in this example, Neil Druckmann or whatever, have had many years passed since that first thing was let out into the world. Now you have multiple installments, you have very different different story parts and everything else. If you spread them all out over an invisible table, and then maybe you want to remix different parts, maybe you want to connect different characters, but still try and maintain the core of what brought people to that IP in the first place, that's what I quite liked about Uncharted, and I quite liked the way they changed around who was related to who, and different ways the plots unfilled and everything. And it's not that I need that from everything, but I do think that's a worthwhile way to approach a source material, especially when you're going between mediums. Like, especially in this case, you're going from something that was interactive and active that we played through and we very much experienced in a very direct way, and then you're taking that away. It's like, how do you still maintain an interest and make sure that there's a unique element to it that, like I said, isn't just recreating the cutscenes? So that's what I like. I think in this case, it is the cutscene stuff, but they are some of the best cutscenes, some of the best storytelling in entertainment history. So there's also that.
That's it, man. And I do think that the thematic weight of The Last of Us' story, like it's worthwhile adapting that for a new medium just on that merit alone, because it will translate well. And yeah, you might have already seen that and you might have already experienced the emotions that you get from that story. Mm-hmm. But I keep kind of coming back to the idea that so many millions of people won't have, because they're not interested in games or whatever. And the idea that I get to experience those emotions again through this retelling of the story, and they get to come in fresh and experience it, to me is very exciting. Like, this trailer made me go back and start The Last of Us Part 2 again, because obviously I just played through Part 1, our reviews on the channel.
It is.
And I just kind of was playing through the opening of The Last of Us 2 thinking, I can't wait to see how they adapt this to the show.
Right.
And that was also the mentality that I had playing through Part 1 as well, where I was thinking, I was almost adapting it in my brain as I was going through that game again, because I was just so excited for how well it could translate to an episodic TV show for a new audience. Like I'm saying, very clarifying for a new audience.
Yeah, because I think that's the thing. For me, for the longest time in general sort of entertainment discussions, it was always that movies or TV shows were higher on the echelon, on the rung, than games. And it was always like the mecca for a game to be taken and made into a movie. That was like the thing that you wanted to do. Whereas I think, especially with something like The Last of Us, that it surpassed movies and TV shows. I know it's a contentious thing. Big old conversations can come for that. But I would point to The Last of Us and be like, this is just as good as any, you know, incredible movie that we hold up and we laud and everything. But that's the thing. Is this the first time that, you know, because you made the Game of Thrones comparison before, is this the first time we've had video game source material that had so much weight and depth to it that it feels like you're adapting, like, a Lord of the Rings, a Game of Thrones, something that needs to be done right in a way that has a legion of fans going like, well, that needs to land like this. Is it the first time this has happened? Because we've had a lot of video game movies.
From a specific cutscene perspective, I think you are probably right. And from a specific beat-for-beat storytelling perspective, I think we have had adaptations like Resident Evil in the past, where the fandom is incredibly diehard about the mythology and lore and wants to see that translated on screen. But even their stories, for as much as I love that franchise, and I really do love that franchise, you know, you don't want to see those stories play out beat-for-beat in a movie in the same way that you might with The Last of Us. I think the only direct comparison to this adaptation is The Witcher, because obviously, you know, that's based on a series of games as well as a series of books. Yeah. And it's like obviously a rich tapestry of characters and mythology you're drawing from. I think that's the only kind of comparison to this. But even that is more wide-ranging and not as focused on its story as The Last of Us is, you know what I mean?
That's kind of what I mean. Like, yeah, you have people that are very much emotionally invested in these characters and you absolutely love Joel and Ellie, etc. And so, yeah, it makes me think of, like, it has that weight behind it where it's like, okay, there's a huge budget, there's an incredible cast, there's an incredible production team, and we'll just see how it lands. So far, the response has been incredibly positive. But let us know what you think down in the comments below of the idea of a Last of Us TV show. What do you think of the HBO trailer so far? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye. I'll tell you this. For as much as we do disagree, this guy looks pretty good.
He looks bang on, doesn't he?
It's bang on.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.